It's summer. You can pack the car, slather on some sunscreen, and head to camp. And this summer, we're visiting a few of the most unusual camps around the country. There is a retreat in New Hampshire where horn players meet up to master their instruments in the mountain air. And another thing, it's not just a camp for children. Maine Public Radio's Patty White reports on the musicians of all ages who meet up at Kendall Betts Horn Camp.
If you're not a horn player, you may know this instrument as the French horn, but that's actually a misnomer. It's just the horn. Though you may not recognize it by name, you likely recognize its sound. It's helped to create some of the most epic classical songs and movie themes. Horns have been featured in orchestras for hundreds of years, and now, every summer, dozens of horn players go to the woods in the White Mountains to return to their instrument's primitive roots. The Kendall Betts Horn Camp attracts players of all abilities, including aspiring professionals like 22-year-old Torrin Hallett of Wisconsin. When he first came 4 years ago, it sealed his fate.
It was just incredible. I'd never before been in a place where everybody just spoke horn all the time.
Today, the hope is to do the kind of last big combination of articulation, and that is the slur, legato, staccato.
The language of the horn emanates from wood cabins from morning till night, as teachers like Bernard Scully, a horn professor from the University of Illinois, guide study groups divided by age and ability. He says in 1 week, participants absorb about a semester's worth of training, and they also find kindred spirits.
And it's sort of a bonding. It's sort of a family, you know, for all of us, wherever we are in the world, whatever we're doing, this is a place where we can come and convene, sit together, eat together, just commune together about all things related to the French horn, all in a positive, non-competitive environment.
The bonds form quickly. When one player reminds their group they're about to play a song for the last time together, they lament. But the camp has lasting impact. It's propelled many of its alumni into careers. 16-year-old Colin Lundy of Illinois came to camp for the first time this summer, and he now wants to go pro.
Because as a high schooler, like, it's so different, and it's kind of like a taste of what it's like to be in the professional music world.
It's a world that's not entered lightly. Instructor Lowell Greer is a retired professional soloist. He says the horn is a difficult instrument.
When we play a concert here, we have the most sympathetic crowd in the world. They all know the difficulties. They all know the hurdles we have to get over. And they're cheering each for the other.
Fun that draws many of these horn players back every summer. For NPR News, I'm Patty White.